the Masada de Dvorim. Trying to build up the sugya shlav b'shlav. So not the chkiras ha'achroinim. What is the pshat when a person is a shoyr is mazik a different shoyr that is worth 200, and the nevela now is worth 50? Was mazik a shoyr that was worth 200, and the nevela is worth 50? And the achroinim shtel tutzdodim. Is the pshat that the hezek is only 150? He was worth 200. Now the nevela is worth 50. The person lost from his shavius of money that he had in the world before he had 200. Now the amount of money that he has in his world is 50. So the hezek is called 150. Other name. The hezek is not 150. The hezek is 200. No, he takes the nevela and he pays off 50 from what he owes. He pays off in the nevela. So again, we have two tzedodim. Is the pshat is that the hezek is 150 bis the nevela, but maybe the nevela stays by the nizak, or the hezek is 200 and he pays it back 50 from the 200. He pays back with the nevela. This is the lashon of the chkiras ha'achroinim. Shlav aleph, we explain. That this is poshet in tzricho lifnim, that is mevuyer in the Gemara, in tzricho lifnim, and is mevuyer in the Gemara, that without no psukim and without no droshes, the hezek is called 200. The Gemara says, if the Tana would write chavti beniskoi, I would pay 200. That is a chidush. Why it's so poshet? Lechure, so poshet. The ma'aseh, he was worth 200. Now he's worth 50. He only lost his loss. In money, in shavius, in erech, in value, is only 150. But it's mevur that on psukim and on droshes, the pashtus is 200. To say that he only has to pay 150, you have to have a posuk. Dehainu, without a posuk is mevur in the Gemara, he would pay 200. Not only that he has to pay 200 and he could use the nevela. Without no psukim, the amount that he would have to pay, how much he would have to pay Lemaisa without Psukim, he would have to pay 200. This would be the Tashlum. Without the Psukim, the Tashlum would be 200. Avada, we have to understand it. Abrazei steht klar in the Gemara. Without the Psukim, the Tashlum and the Hezek is 200. Avada, we have to explain it. No, the Psukim are Mechadish 150. So, Bemele, the Shlav Aleph, we are Masber like this. We have the Chkiras HaAchroinim. Avadu unavade without a Hezba Deval. Shlav Bezes. Misvore the Hezek is 200. We have to explain why. The Posuk was Mechadesh, pay 150. And here is Chkiras HaAchroinim. What is the Pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuv to pay 150? Is the Posuk Mechadesh that the Hezek is only 150? You were wrong. Don't look on it like a Hezek of 200. Look on it like a Hezek of 150. Or the Gzeras HaKosuv is weiter. Avada the Hezek is 200. Now the Posuk was Mechadish. You could use 50 that is in the Nevele for a part of the payment. So again, without the Posuk, this is Shlav Beis. Without the Posuk, the Hezek is 200. V'oraye mino hanemile. Then without the Posuk, the Gemara says, I would pay 200. Mino hanemile. That it's enough to pay 150. Without the Posuk, Shlav Beis says, Avada the Hezek is 200. The Pasuk is Mechadish, we don't pay 200, you pay 150. And here is Chakiras HaAchroinim. Vasi the Pshat that you pay 150. Is the Pshat is that the Teir was Megala that the Hezek is 150, or the Teir states that the Hezek is 200, just I could pay off 50 from it in the Nevele. Shlav Gimel, we said that we have a Pshitis to Chakiras HaAchroinim. Leshoy Nesrashi is Borur Meleilu, that for sure the Hezek is 200. Because Rashi says, why you pay 150? And the 50, Zot Rashi, will take Bedomim. Why take Bedomim? The Chiddush is that the Hezek was 150. Rashi teit nishta ze. Lenizek shitlenu Bedomim. One Rashi. The second Rashi says, and the Nizek will take the Nevela and he will sell it and he will make money. If the Hezek was only 150, the Nizek could do what he wants, if he wants. Shteit klor in Rashi that lemaskone the Hezek is 200. Just the 50 is a Tashlumim. Das ist der Schlaf Gimel. So again, Schlaf Aleph was a Chakire. We said, Avada, the Seder Advorim is, this is Schlaf Beis, that Misvoret, the Hezek is 200. No, the Chiras HaAchroinim is, if after the Gzeras HaKosuf, it's 150 or it's 200, and the 50 is a payment, and Rashi we have Pshitis Brura, that the Gedder is, that the payment is 200, the Hezek is 200, and the 50 is a payment. This is Schlaf Gimel. Schlaf Dalet. Masala de Sugi, I think it will be in the end very, very close. We're moisif noifach and tam berashi. What is the pshat? The hezek is 200, it makes sense. Without a posuk, you have to pay 200. I mean, he had a shor 100, 200. He's left with a 50. I have to give him 200. And even after the posuk is 200, I just have to pay. I could use the nevela for a payment. So to masbir that, we said one simple vote. Shitas Rashi is, when I mazik a shor, my chiyuv tashlumim is, shor gomur chai. I was mazik a shoyr. I have to pay him back a shoyr. And I'll mazbir it in our words. If you ask me how much the person is worth, he was worth 200, today he's worth 50. Because he has an availer. He's worth 50. But my chiyuv tashlumim is not to pay back how much money he lost. If my chiyuv tashlumim would be to pay back loss, he lost 150. He lost 150, and the numbers, he had 200 on his name, he has 50 on his name. His loss, I have to pay back 150. My chiyuv is not that. Shoyr tach ha-shoyr. Replace the shoyr. I took a shoyr, he doesn't have a shoyr anymore. I have a chiyuv to replace it in 200. Could we learn from shoyr tach ha-shoyr? I'm not going to swear to the Gemara. After Mass, but later, I just don't want to. Avada. Shoyr tach ha-shoyr, I have to be maimi the shoyr. This is the chiyuv hezek. This is the chiyuv hezek to be maimi the shoyr. To be maimi the shoyr. Now you ask me a shayla, Herzachain. I'll be mami the shor. But you know, he has an nevela. So take the nevela instead. So we'll take care of it. If he has an nevela, so he'll give you back the nevela. But my chiyuv is 200. Avad is leftovers. Said if I pay 200, I'll get back the leftovers. But my chiyuv is to be mami. So why was Pasha to the Gemara? We'll see about Lashonis Lehedia. That the Hezek is 200. The Hezek of Shoyr is 200. He doesn't have a Shoyr anymore. Not the Shavis that he lost. He lost the Shoyr. My chiyuv is to be my mitzurik de shoyr. My chiyuv is to be my mitzurik de shoyr. Shor tach ha-shoyr. Shoyr gomu chai. Now, without the posuk, I have to give him back a shoyr. So why you could pay cash? Why you could pay money? The Rishonim will say in Daf Yud Aleph, malihem, malid meyem. Money, while you could buy a shoyr with money, see, hey, that I paid back a shoyr. Be'etzem, my chiyuv tashlumim is shor tach ha-shoyr. Why I could pay back money? When I give money, malihem alidmeyem, it's considered ke'ilu I paid back. It's considered ke'ilu I paid back when I gave back money. But when I have to give back, and when I have to give back, and when I'm giving back, is a shoyr gomur chai. Shoyr gomur chai, this is what I'm giving back. And when I give money, I ke'ilu gave back a shoyr gomur chai. Sal kedaitoch, I have to pay 200. I has a nevela, I will take care of the nevela. Why? Nevela is not money. I have to give him money. I have to give a shoyr, a walking shoyr. Money is like a walking shoyr. About a nevela that he could sell and make money, does he garnish? Nevela, I have to give him back a 200. I will take the nevela. Kumash malon de posuk what? Baili metaplim benevela. He will take the nevela. He will make money of it, so he has 50. So I will give him only 150. He has already 50. Kumash malon baili metaplim benevela. Zok Rashi, Bosan Epshai Baili Metablim Benevele, Yim Kereno, and he will have 50. I have to give back a shoyr. How I'm giving back a shoyr was related to Loshon HaRamban Al HaTeirim Mamish in the first pshat. Shetishalem HaNezek, Shor Tach HaShoyr with the mace. I have to give back a shoyr. How I'm giving back a shoyr? I'm giving him a nevele, he could sell it, make money, and the mele will have a shoyr. This is the Tashlu. Reb Nochem was a Maremokrim, that this is emes la'amito, this pshat b'da'as Rashi, shlav dalet, what we're saying b'da'as Rashi, Rashi, look inside, Rashi bo metziye, daf tzadik vav amud beis. So we have the teiva from the Maduras Friedman, and daf yud, look at daf yud alef, and before the, in the bigger lines, in the likutei Rashi, they bring this Rashi, Rashi says it word by word, you can't even argue after this Rashi. Rashi brings down there, hochenami, the first bigger line in the likutei Rashi, Yoshumu loy shivrei arishoin, ve'aleihem yeshalem domov, v'zeyelech v'yitrach, v'yikne loy kli acher. Samod nezach. Rashi says, take the shvorim of the kli, add how much money, he will take the whole thing, sell it, and he will go to buy. Gives them eitzes vas to talk. He finished already with this kli. Now he wants to buy food. Look at him, Rashi, how about eitzes? The kli is broken. Okay, how much is worth 10 shekel? It was worth 100. Give him 90. Now he could let him to organize, and he will buy another kli. Gives them eitzes vas to talk. Now he will do what he wants. With 100 shekel, now he wants to buy food. Before, by us, Rashi explained why nevela is called money. Echel. Yitrach v'yimkoi will have money. Then Rashi says, and you know what he will do with the money? Have a keif in nachamol. The Teretz says, I have to give him back a keili. This is my mechayev. Shoyr tachas shoyr. Keili tachas keili. It's the lomdus of Rashi. So Rashi saw how it works. I give him money, and he will take the shvorim, and he will tereach, put it together, and he will manage to get a keili. The mechayev is to give back a keili. This is the sugya, Dr. Rashi. The hezek, the svarim, pshuto was 200, not Shav Yosef loss. Shav Yosef loss, he was worth 200, and he's worth 50. His loss in mammonis is 150, but he lost the shoyr, and I have to replace the shoyr that he lost. I have to put back a shoyr here. He's missing a shoyr, I have to replace a shoyr. How much is 200? Sal kedai toch, I can't use the nevele, I have to make money. Look, Rashi, v'hu yitrach, hamazik yitrach, posha, hamazik yitrach, Rashi explains, and I will make money out of it. Komash malon, he makes money out of it. This is Shlav Dalet. After we have Shlav Dalet, let me get to Shlav Hey. And it's going to be Mechazot to get Shlav Bashlav. Shlav Hey. After we're saying that, we're saying one more Eilik Eknech. So it's not the Pshat now that I'm paying him 50, and I will explain. In the beginning, I broke his shor. I killed his shor. I need to give him a shor chai. I need to give him a shor chai. If I don't have a shor chai to give him, I'm not Yaitse Mechiv. I have to look for a shor chai to give him a shor chai. The nevela is dead. It's nishkin money. Money is, I can give a walking animal or money. If I'm not giving money, I have to give a walking animal. One of the two. Other a walking animal, other money. One of the two I have to give him. Walking animal or money. Nevela is garnish, but you can make money since garnish. Komash melon, no. The nevela is called money. He will make money of it. Now when we have that komash melon, so it's not the pshat that I gave him 50, and I'm giving him another 150. The hezek, I took a shor chai. My chiyuv is to replace the shor chai. How much is there? He's already replaced in 50. He has 50 for buying the new shor. So I have to organize to replace the shor by giving him another 150. The hezek was that I took a shor chai from him, and I have to replace it. I'm saying, oh, you already have 50. So how much are you missing to the replace? 150. So it's not the pshat that I'm giving him the 50. He has already 50. So I will explain. Cause, man, we didn't know that I could tell him, please, you sell the animal, you sell the nevele, I have to give you 200. I have to give you 200. I owe you 200. The nevele is not called sigonish, so I owe you 200. I have to give you 200. I owe you 200. I really owe you 200. The nevele, so I will get the nevele instead if I pay you. But what I have to give you, I have to give you 200. My chiyuv is to take care of you, to give you 200. Because the nevela is not called that you have money. So if you don't have nothing, I took a shor chai, you have different mamonis. But I need to give shor. Shor is a living animal or cash? Shor I'm not giving you, I have to give you cash. Cash of 200. So I don't have money, and I don't have a shor. Chob abaya. Komash malon, he has money. So memele, now how much he needs to be replaced? He could use the nevele. That's the chidush. He could use it for the cheshbon. So now I need to replace 150. So it's not called that I'm paying him 50 with the nevele and I'm repaying another 150. If he has 50, my chiyuv is to mashlim to shor chai. To zustellen a shor chai. Ich darf zustellen do a shor chai. Wie zu lich stellen a do a shor chai? Oder I give a shor chai. Ich lege zach do a shor. I'm putting here a shoyr. I'm putting money. Ich stell zu, oh, he brings the shoyr. I put a shoyr. If I have to bring the money. He has 50. So I have to add 150. So it's not like I paid it. So calls man the aloha was that I have to give cash. And I can't use the nevela. I can't tell him you have to make money out of it. So I had to give 200. Now that the aloha is that he could use the nevela, so he has a 50. So my chiyuv is to be mashlim to give another 150. This is my chiyuv. This is Shlav Hey. Aber azay, let me get into Shlav Vav. We have a teretz of the Afikei Yam's Kasha. What was the Afikei Yam's Kasha? The figure Yam's kasha was shor tam. That was mazik a shor shavim or saim din avelis. Word 50. The Gemara says muad pays 150. Tam pays 75. If we say that if the hezek is only 150, it's givaldik zok dafikei yam. Muad 150. Tam 75. It's good. But if the hezek is 200 and the avelis is a payment, so the male he got already 50. He's getting 75. He's getting more from chatzi. This was the kasha for dafikei yam. Again, it's not ala cheshbonis when we spoke out. But that's the kasha from dafikei yam. The Teretz is very poshut. What is the chiyuv to pay? Hashem said a mu'ed has to be mashlim a shor chai. A tam only has to be mashlim chetzi. And what the Teretz is talking? And the chiyuv ha-shlome. In the beginning that we taught that be'etzem I have to pay the whole 200. The nevela is not in the cheshbon. So you're right. The nevela, we look at it like a payment. It's not a payment. He has the 50. The Teretz said, your job is to be mashlim the shor chai. Mu'ed has to be mashlim in ganzen. Tam has to mashlim chatzi from what he's missing. So maybe he pays 75. I'll be mamchishet. Look at the nevela is worth 150. So the short time will get the bailim to give me change 50. I only have to pay chatzi. You already had 150. Hayal al adas. No, this is mine. Your chiv is for what I don't have, not for what I have. So I will say be'etzem it's ke'ein enat. It's ke'ein the pshat. If the hezek would be 150, it's poshut that mu'ed is 150 and tam is 75. Here we have a nusach in between. The ma'ase hezek is 200. But what is the pshat the ma'ase hezek is 200? Because the chiyuv is I took a shor chai and I have to shtel a shor chai. 50 from the shor chai he has. This doesn't count in the cheshbon when I'm paying back. Because this is what he has. This is what he has. I'm not shtelling it too. I'm not ma'amid it. He has it anyways. I'm not maimid it. When I'm maimid, I have to be maimid 150 by mu'ed and chatzi betam. Dehainu. Kozma, we thought that the hezek is 200 and I have to pay back the 200. Mu'ed 200, tam is chatzi. No, it's klo. I have to maimid what he's missing. The 50, I didn't take from him. He has already 50. So my hezek, I was mazik a shor chai, but a part of the shor chai, he hasn't the meisim, but he has the money. So my chiyuv ashlome is to be mashlim what he's missing. In a mu'ed is to be mashlim 150, and in a tam is to be mashlim 75. Chatzi from that. No, I'm asking you a shaila. Lo yitzir the nevela is worth 150. So the tam will tell him, give me back because I don't want you to be left with 250. Tam you only can have chatzi. Give me back half of the nevela. Tam is mazik a shor, and the shor was worth 200, and now the nevela is 150. Was out the short time, you only could be left with a half. Please give me back 50. About an issue. You didn't take it. So I didn't. This is mine. You took from me 50. You were mazik a shor chai. I'm asking. The shavius that you took from me, you took 150 shavius. You didn't take me a shavius of 200. Just you were mazik a shor chai. Your tafkit is to shtel into anaya shor chai. How much I'm missing to the shor chai, this is your tafkit to shtel. Right. So I have to pay a half of what I'm missing. No, you're not missing. You're missing 250 to the shor chai. So a mu'ed pays everything what he took, what he made him to miss, and a tam pays chatzi from what he made him to miss. As if the hezek is 150, it's pushing that the mu'ed pays chatzi, the whole thing, and the mu'ed tam pays chatzi from it. Now it's kilo in between nusach. Be'etzem, avada the ma'ase hezek is that is no shor. But it's not a shor, I took the whole shor from you. Vile! The nevela is worth money, so you have already 50. So when I was mazik you, you were left with 50. So my mechayev starts after that 50. What? No, mu'ed for sure pays the whole thing. It's pashut. No, the nizik keeps the nevela, the mu'ed pays 150. And ba'ilim etablim nevela. Again, everyone has a chiyuv to be maybe the shol tam, a shol chai. The chiyuv hezek is to be maimid back the shor chai. K'moy shahoyo kenu yiyah. And b'meila, this is the reason it's called the hezek is 200. In the beginning we taught, nevelis are not called that you could be maimid the shor. So I'll mechadet it a little bit more. And the habamina that a nevela is worth gonish because it's not cash, it's not money. So I need to give 200. So tam will give 100 and mu'el will give 200. And b'meila, I could take the nevela, sell it, but I'm only giving 100. The chiddush is that nevela is called money. The chiddush is that nevela is called money. If nevela is called money, so he has 50. If he has 50, that 50 I don't need to shtel anymore. It's not I'm paying him back with that 50. It's keilu klapi that 50, he already has it. So what I maichlim is to be mashlim. I made him not to have a shor chai. I have to be mashlim the shor chai. While I have to be mashlim the shor chai what he's missing, how much is missing? 150. This is my hezek. Dear is my hezek. What? It's not of kemida. Legavidat, it's not of kemida. What? We explain again. The ma'isa hezek is shor chai is 200. On a posuk that baili metabli menevele, I will have to shtel 200. Even that he's left with a shavius of 50. Because he needs a shor chai. The Achorim didn't have, it's time. I was mazik, how much I was mazik? I was mazik the whole shor chai. Oh, but he has 50 already. He has many on the cheshbon of shor chai, he has 50. So I have to be mashlim the 150. Masha'en get the time, I have to be mashlim, chatzi. What? Down here. Right, but money is like shor chai. Baili metabli menevele says nevele is also like shor chai. But not that I'm giving you, it's your nevele, it's not my nevele. It's not sad I'm paying you back my nevele, it's yours. Just lefida have, I mean that nevele is not a shor chai, it's not starting a shor chai, so you're left with nothing. After the pasuk that nevele is a shor chai, so you have 50 and the cheshbon of the hezek. Shor tach ha-shor. Let me go with the shlovim in Sudan. I think it would have better to be Muslim in the Hampshire. Freg the Gemara Akasha. Why I need the pasuk of Baili Metaplim Benevele? In a second, it'll be Muslim more in Eve Bay. Why do we need a pasuk shebaili metaplim benevele? I don't need a pasuk shebaili metaplim benevele. Why? Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subin. A person needs to maimin a shor chai, a walking animal, or cash. It's not true. Instead of cash, he could bring a lot of nevelas, a whole sack of nevelas. And the Gemara says, Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subin. He gives a lot of nevelas. It's also good. A lot of nevelas is also good. It's also money. So why I need a pasuk shebaili metaplim benevele? Let me tell you the choymer of the shaila. The hezek, I took away a shor chai, pay back a shor chai. Shtel a shor chai. We're asking you, shtel a shor chai? If you're not shteling a shor chai, it's not good. Shtel a shor chai, it's 200. I is a nevele, and nevele is not money. I need money. Other walking shor, other money. 200, the hezek is worth 50. I'm not asking how much he's worth. I need to shtel a shor chai. If I obey him 200, so he will give me the nevele. You write that Lemaisi is worth 50, but I'm not paying what I made him to lose and the numbers that he's worth less than numbers. I made him to lose a shochai, I have to shtel a shochai. Zog di gemore, nevele is not a shochai, baili metabli benevele. No, he will make money out of it, it's his problem. So it's killer already, he has a 50, I only have to give 150. Zog di gemore, I don't need a pasuk for that. Instead of money, I could take 5 nevelas and tell them, this is the shor chai. Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subin, that not only money is malihem malidmeyem, nevelas also could tuoif, kilo I gave a shor chai. The whole gemara doesn't start, doesn't the gemara's kasha. Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subin, it's the gonish. The whole yesoid was, I need to pay other cash, other ashoir. Nevelas is not ashoir. Kamash melono, it's his problem to take money out of it. I could give him nevelas, it's also called money. Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subin. I could give him nevelas. So if I could give him nevelas, Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subin, I could give him nevelas. So b'meile, why I need a pasuk shebaili metabli menevele? Why I need a pasuk to tell me baili metabli menevele? I don't need a pasuk to tell me baili metabli menevele. All a pasuk to baili metabli menevele. The Torah said Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subin, so he has nevelas, so he has money. The same shtick of Torah like we said. When he has an avela, after baili metablim an avela, it was considered that he has money. He has money. Because I could give nevelas. Nevelas is money. Nevelas is cash. So what? I need a whole drosha. No, you know, I need to pay money, but he has an avela. He has already 50, so I'm giving 150. I could take the nevela and give it to him. So b'meile, again, so b'meile he has 50. That's the Gemara is cash. So I don't need a whole drosha. Zog de Gemara Einech Enami, I don't need the whole drosha for that. I need a drosha for Pchas Nevele. If the Nevele went down, we'll have to understand a second what is the teretz of Pchas Nevele, Pshashver Gemara. But if the price went down, I need a Gemara Pchas Nevele. That the Chai Gavne, the Nizik loses and not the Mazik. We'll see later in a second what is the Teretz of Pchas Nevele. That Zok Rashi, Mishas Misa, it's already his, and it's his Cheshman if he loses the money. We'll explain later what is the Pchas Nevele. So, Lomim Bachan Asikum for this Chelik. And I want to show you here Ashene Ha'ore. So, Be'etzem, the Hezek is 200. So, the more you write that the Hezek is 200. But the Chiddush of the Teretz is that the Nevele, it's his problem to make money out of it, so he already has 50 on the Cheshman. So B'mel, I only have to give 150. I don't need a pasuk for that. I know that you could pay the Nevelis. So I know that that money, the Hainu, the Salkedaitoch was that I can't ask him, you go sell it. He needs money. I can't tell him to sell. So he's losing now. He lost the Shor Chai. I need to give him money 200. Nevelis is not called money because he doesn't have to be Terech. So he has to pay 200. So the pasuk, he has to be Terech. So the Gemara, in Shudik, I don't need a pasuk that he has to be Terech. If I could pay him with Nevelis, state to give him something that he has to be Terech, is also called that I gave him money. So the Mela, again, he has money, so I only have to pay 150, because he really has money. I don't need a pasuk. That's what the Gemara's kasha. And the Teretz is, Einechinami, I don't need a pasuk for that. The pasuk is for Pchas Nevele. So here in Chelik Ches, I want to tell a Kneich, came from Rabosha, a Shene Kneich. You could dig it a little bit, but Ashenik Nech. We had a Ore that Rashi every time says, Baili Metablim Benevele, what is the Chiddush? That he has to be Terech to sell it. I'm asking, La Aloche Lemaisa, what is the Chiddush of Baili Metablim Benevele? What is the Maskon of the Chiddush of Baili Metablim Benevele? What? Pchas Nevelech, Vesi Shvosidus. Yeah, but not that he has to be Terech. So it's very gishmak. The first Rashi in the Sugya, the Ibrahim Masril, in the third line, the bigger lines, Rashi says, Abayli Metablim Benevele, Keloim Al Noitli Misabaheime. Then all of the Rashi's later, Rashi explains that Abayli has to sell it, he has to be Terech. Why in the beginning Rashi didn't say it? The Torah says, when Rashi is Masbud the Brais in the beginning, he says the Emes. The Emes, the Chiddush Abayli Metablim Benevele, not that he has to sell it. That's what it is, Yoshev L'Rabbi Shav Kesef. The Emes is Pchas Nevele, that from the beginning it's his. Just in the whole Shak Levitayr of the Gemara, this was the Chiddush. But the maskona the emes to baili metablim benevele is stam pchas nevele. Not that he has to sell it. He has to sell it. We're learning from Yoshev L'Rabbi Shav Kesef and Usubim. We're not learning it out from this pasuk. The maskona this whole sugya is not megia. The maskona the 150 we know misvore. He has to have to give money. Nevele is called money. He has 50. I have to give 150. The whole sugya doesn't need the sugya. Dainu to kiyam as achkire and hear the pshitus from the pasuk. No, it's a svore. Yoshev L'Rabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Subin, I could give him a Nevele. Nevele is worth money. Nevele is worth money, so he has money. If he has money, he has 50. So I only have to give him 150. What? The Gemara didn't answer. So it's not enough community. It's the same thing with Tam. He has 50, so also the Tam is the Zelda Zach. Okay, I'll explain it in a second. It's not enough community. This is the source of the Shmais. Abarazay, let me get that. This is Ches Chalokim in Chelik Aleph of Rashi. Let me get to the second step during the Sugya. And again, Frek de Rosh HaKashe. And we'll remind me the Rosh's Kashe. The Gemara asks the Kashe, why I need a Pesuk Shebaili Metaplim Benevele? Teipuk Limitzad, Yoshiv L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Subin. Yoshiv L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Subin. Afilu Yesh L'Kama Neveles. He could give him the day Miboye. He for sure could give him the Nevele. What I need the Pesuk Shebaili Metaplim Benevele. Afilu on the Pesuk Shebaili Metaplim Benevele. Misvore I would know that he could give him the Nevele. Why? Yoshiv L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Subin. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Why I need a pasuk to tell me? Why I need a pasuk to tell me? Shabayli metabli menevele. I need a pasuk to tell me shabayli metabli menevele. I don't need a pasuk. I know it misvore. Yoshev l'rabbi shav kesef afilu subin. I could give him neveles. So I'm using this nevele to pay 50. So mele, I only have to pay him 150. Mechetese, I have to sell the behemah and I have to make money. I could give him a nevele. If I could give him a nevele, if I could give him a nevele, I for sure could say that the nevele is his. This is the Gemara's kasha. Tabor him and said, Yoshev L'Rabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Subin. Frek de Rosh HaKashe. Frek de Rosh HaKashe. We learned in Daftes. Ravune Omar, Kesef O Meitav. Zogt Rabbeinu Tam in Daftes O Mudalef in Teisves. Kesef O Meitav. And only if he doesn't have money, then he could give Shal Metaltelim. Or because when he has money, he has to give money. So, Frek de Rosh of Rabbeinu Tam. So, what the Gemara is asking a kasha? Why I need Shabbaili Metabli Menevele? What I need a Pasuk Shabbaili Metabli Menevele? I feel on the Pasuk Shabbaili Metabli Menevele, I could know Misvore, he said Yoshi, that you could give him the Nevele. A portion of Kamin, if he has money. If he has money, Mitzad Yoshiv, you can't give him a nevele. You have to give him money. Zok Baili Metabli Menevele, that you could use the nevele. Azay Freg de Rosh. Azay Freg de Rosh. Azay Freg de Rosh. What I need a what the Gemara says, I don't need a Pasuk Shabbaili Metabli Menevele. I could learn it out from Yoshim L'Rabbi Shabbat Kesav Afilu Subi, that I could pay him a nevele. So for sure I could pay him the same nevele, but it's a big enough kamina. When I have money, I can give a nevele. But Baili Metabli Benevele, even when I don't have money. Zog de Rosh Mikan Raya She'ein Aloche Keravune, She'kesef HaMeitav. Elo Keravune V'Rein Rabbi Yeshua V'Rapope, She'kol Mile Meitav. Zog de Shach, it's weiter not good. Because Shitas Rashi, we explain Kol Mile Meitav, but the Mukiyoseh brings down B'Shem the Ramah, but if you have money, you have to give money first. And Rashi and Gittin also learns that you have to give money first. So again, the Rosh says only Lefi Ravuna and Daftes, that Kesef or Meitav, aber Shar Metaltelim Nat, Shvel from Ar Gemore. Ein Aloche Keravune. Aber Zog the Shach, aber Lefi, even if it doesn't matter, aber Kol Mile Meitav, we explain why Kol Mile Meitav, because you get the money. So money is every time before. So Alamal you have to give money. So that's in the Rosh is Kasha. What? The Rosh Frekta Kasha, I have enough kamine. How you ask me why I need a Pasuk? I need a Pasuk in a case that he has money. What are you telling me, Bidelesle? You ask me why I need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk if he has money. Als Yoshi, if he cannot give an Avela. Aber als, Vambesi Eloi, Baili Metabim an Avela. Steht in Pasuk that he could give an Avela. So what are you asking me? I don't need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk. You ask me, I don't need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk in the case that he has money. So the halacha is, you cannot give nevelas. I need a Pasuk to tell me, Baili Metabli Menevela. Azay Frek de Rosh. Akashef Rabbi Nutam. Nutam says, halacha keravune, kesef or meitav, that money is first. So the Rosh, often the Gemara is no Indian to give money first. Because if it's the Indian to give money first, the Gemara would never ask a Shaila. The Gemara will never ask a shot. It's interesting. We were zoiche to the Sefer HaYoshol Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam frek the kasha on himself. So one of the rayas that the Sefer HaYoshol is a good Sefer HaYoshol, and one of the rayas, the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, in the Koivis is the real Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, that the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam here, Taka says that he heard from his Rebbe that the Rebbe frek the kasha. The Rebbe frek the kasha. He says, my Rebbe frek the kasha on himself. And it's Zodah HaMedrash Pliya. Zogter, the Tamil Rabbeinu Tam B'Shem is Rebbe. And the Meiri already says it also. So Eichad HaMeiri, Nishkenor, Sefer HaYosho. He says, you know what? Ein Echanami, if a person has money, he can give nevelas. So he's asking, so what the Gemara is asking a kasha, why I need a pasuk? I need a pasuk in a case that he has money that he could give. Amesi Eloi. I need a pasuk in a case that he has money that you have to come to Amesi Eloi. Again, I want to stall the kasha klo. The Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk by Amesi Eloi. Because table limit said Yoshi that I could give an avele, but there's money I can give an avele. So I need to come to Amesi Eloi. Zog Rabbeinu Tam b'Sefer HaYosho, the Hosta Toes. The pasuk for Amesi Eloi was talking on a person that didn't have money. I know that pasuk was talking on a person that didn't have money. So this is what the Gemara's kasha. If that person, that pasuk, the Gemara knew that the pasuk doesn't have money. The guy doesn't have money. So if the guy doesn't have money, why I need Vamesi Eloi? Even without that, you could give the nevela. How we know that the pasuk doesn't have money? No. Zogalein. How we know that the person doesn't have money? Zogabinu Tam, state in pasuk, shor tachashor. He's giving back a shor. He's not giving back money. Lefi Ravun, if he has money, he can't give a shor. So Al Koroch, he doesn't have money. I'm saying first was Rabbeinu Tam. Zog was Rabbeinu Tam zogt. Zog was Rabbeinu Tam zogt. Teim el Rebbe, my kushye. Dil meitzach de vameisi eloi leiche de isle zuzu ameitav. De leimotzi mishalem shav kesef. Ke de pire shmoiri leil. She tirets Rabbi, ve tirets moiri, de Baal Koroch haikrode vameisi eloi bedeles lezuzu ayri. מנכסים שעות החשויר. ואם מדלס לזוזי, לא יכול לשלם. דהיינו שווה כסף. או שויר זה שווה כסף. Zog Rabbeinu Tam first, zog der Tamil Adkan. Zog der Tamil Rabbeinu Tam, zwei Kashas, allemal der Welt gefragt des Kashas, als ein Medrash Plie, als ein modern Tam, als ein modern Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosho, wo ich zeichet der Tamil Rabbeinu Tam. He says, there's two mistakes, lechure in this world, he says. One is that, Shotach HaShor is Shove Kesef, so why when the Gemara was looking for a Pasuk for Shove Kesef, they didn't bring the Pasuk of Shotach HaShor? If Shotach HaShor means Take, you could give down the ox, instead of an ox. So what is the problem? We're looking for Shove Kesef Ke Kesef, Minolon, Vov, Zayin, Ches, Meita, Vaganza, Sug Yado, Shotach HaShor! ויש התמויה הזה, דקי מדוסים שחתויר, אמה יצריך יושב לרבי שווה כסף. ואויד, but first I want to ask you the second question. So again, so what is the teretz? Pum, this posuk was talking that he doesn't have money, so the Gemara said, if this posuk is talking, now why I need a posuk? This posuk was talking that he doesn't have money, if I say why that this person in this case doesn't have money, why I need to tell me that I may see Eloi, in this case, anyway I may see Eloi because he doesn't have money. So Rabbi Nutam, but there's a different pasuk here in the Gemara. Ad atreife. There we're not talking that a person doesn't have money. So I'll ask the same kasha in the second pasuk. Why I need this pasuk? What do you answer me? He doesn't have money. Oh, but we have three more pasukim here. Im treife yevieyu ad atreife lo yeshalem. Says he's paying money there. So we're not talking that kind of person that didn't have money. You're right. This pasuk didn't have money. But ad atreife, the person had money. No, so what do you all answer there? Why I need a pasuk there that he could give the nevela? Do you have an nefkemina? In Ad HaTreif I have an nefkemina? אז איפה רק רבנו תם? אמרת תמיד רבנו תם אינסייד. ואוי לתנח שתיר את צרבי, דבי המייסי לא יבדלס לזוזה, אבל מה כבאימא וטריפה? מנו לדה בלס לזוזי ועושי לבחס נבילה, דיל מבאיס לזוזי, ואי צריך משום הגוף השיוח לשלם, מויס לנבילה. How we know? Maybe dear Yatake have money, and dear Einach, nein, the Gemara said here the posuk is miyutel, and the posuk is going to Pras Nevele. So, and the other posukim, you can't say the Zelda Teretz. As they franked. So the Welt says, Ilui Shevot, the Palpelonim Zog, I think in Panavish they said it. It's very geschmack. Everyone here asks the Kashe, and I'm sure you saw that Fikayam also asked the Kashe, and the Gemara here is Mamish a strange Gemara. Rav Kahan is three posukim in the Gemara. Make Behemo, who said Makabeimah Rav Ami? Treife Rav Kahane said. Ada Treife. And Chizkiyahu bring V'amesi Eloi. Now Rav Kahane asks the Kashe, why I need V'amesi Eloi? Teipurim mitzad Yoshiv. Why Rav Kahane didn't ask on his own posuk? Why I need V'atreife? Teipurim mitzad Yoshiv. Let Rav Kahane to ask on his own posuk. Why Rav Kahane has to mention another posuk? To take Chizkiyah's posuk and to ask the Kashe, why I need... Someone told me yesterday, people don't like to ask on themselves. So, Samob Nezach, Rav Kahane, you said a pasuk. Ask on yourself. Why I need a pasuk? And answer, Pras Nevele. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. Avdem is Nishkin Kashe. I need a pasuk when he doesn't have. When he has money, so I need a pasuk to tell me that even that he has money, that he could pay with a nevele. Only on the last posuk v'amesi Eloi, that he knows that there's no money, demons. This could be a pilpul. Aber mikol mekoyim, the Talmid shlogged Rabbeinu Tam. Lo megein tzurik first to the Ikar Advorim. Aber herzachayim good. We have kashe from Teisves, from the Rosh of Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Rosh's kashe? Why the Gemara asks a kashe? I don't need v'amesi Eloi. The Gemara is mechadesh, p'chas nevele. Shveri Gemara, what is the teretz? Aber the Gemara is asking a kashe, I don't need a posuk to tell me that what? That the nevele you could use the nevele. Teipugli mitzad Yoshi. Frek de Rosh lefi Rabbeinu Tam is a nafkemina. When you have money, you can't do Yoshi. When you can't do money, you can't do Yoshi. So I need Amesi Eloi that you could pay with the nevele. You ask me, I don't need a chiddush to say that you could pay with the nevele. Misvara, I could pay with the nevele because Yoshi l'Rabbi shebekesef. I feel assuming that I could pay with the nevele. It's a svara pshuto. It's not a svara pshuto because when you have money, it's not a svara pshuto. So what Rabbeinu Tam answered? This posuk was talking when the person didn't have money. Yeah, we shlugged them. Abba Lama gave us Rabbeinu Tam said. What Rabbeinu Tam answered? This person doesn't have money. What is the raya that he doesn't have money? It says, shoyr tacha shoyr. If you have money, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, lefi Ravuna, you have to give money. So a raya that he didn't have money, like the Gemara, if he anyway doesn't have money, so anyway he could give an avele, so what I need v'amesi Eloi, this is the Gemara. So, Reb Nochem was Meir, I think Reb Nochem was Meir here like this. Rashi doesn't hold from the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. Not because it's a modern Teretz, because on the Andre Psukim and the Kashas of Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi Belomdes doesn't hold from Rabbeinu Tam. And Herzachayim, this is Avia voice of the Sugya. Mamish, the Neshome from the Sugya. What Rabbeinu Tam answered? He doesn't have money. What is the Raida he doesn't have money? What is the Raida he doesn't have money? Say, Shota Hashem. Zog Reb Nochem Azay. Herzachayim good. Lefi Rashi. But that's a good. Lefi Rashi, lo yitzur, the person has money, and lo yitzur the halacha is when you have money, you're not allowed to give metaltelim. Zog Rabbi Nochem, avada you could pay back a shoyer. You know why? Why are you giving him money? Because you want to give him a shoyer. Give him a shoyer. Shoyer tach a shoyer is nish metaltelim. It's not shoyer bekesef. Why are you giving him money to get a shoyer? You gave him a shoyer. Shoyer tach a shoyer. Shor tach ha-shor, you're giving him shor chai. It's not metaltelim. The chiyuv is shor tach ha-shor. Money is ashtod shor tach ha-shor. It's instead of shor tach ha-shor. Metaltelim, you sell it, you buy. Where's the Rashi? And here I'm not going to bring the Rashi in B'mitzir. Rashi says, when you break a keli, take money, take the keli, sell it, sell it, sell it, and he will go and buy a keli. So if I'm nice and I'm giving him a keli, what he will say? No, 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 give me money. Because I want... Why I'm giving him money? Take the money, sell your shvarim, don't worry. In the end, Dr. Rashi, you'll be terech, and what you'll do, you'll buy a keli. Come here, take a keli. No, no, I will not keli. Shove a kesef, I will geld. The whole reason, Dr. Rashi, I'm giving you the geld, to buy the keli. Take the keli. Dr. La'aloche, if a person breaks someone's iron, lemoshal, he doesn't want to give him money. But here, I have exactly. I could buy, he can't say, no, I want money. Exactly what you have, you'll get. If you had a second hand, you get back a second hand. I don't have to give you money, even if I have money. I'm not giving you this shavu kesef. Shor chai. What? Sheish kol shach hashor. Sheish shor tach hashor. But the shor tach hashor, what was the kash of Rabbeinu Tam? This pasuk is al kochuk that he doesn't have money. If the pasuk said that you could give shor tach hashor, is a riot that this person doesn't have money. Because the Tamir Rabbeinu Tam frek, so learn from shor tach hashor, that shor kesef ke kesef. Shor tach hashor is the spitz nish shor kesef. It goes, shor tach hashor, money, shor kesef, you could get the money, meitav, as a gedus. Shor tach hashor, Dr. Rashi, mashma shirishalem, shor gom urchai. Mashma shishalem shoir gomuchai. This is his chiyuv, not money. Rabbeinu Tam is choylik of the whole longest that we're going around the sugya here. The whole sugya, maybe later we'll see stuck in Rabbeinu Tam l'shitos in Yudal of Yud Beis. Rabbeinu Tam was not mekabel. Rabbeinu Tam calls the shor tach ha-shoir metaltelim. The person doesn't have money. Lefi Rashi, the pasuk is no right that he doesn't have money. He has money, the person. Aber shor tach ha-shoir can't go. The chiyuv is shor tach ha-shoir. Shor chai gomu, this is the mechayev. I could give money instead. I could give metaltelim instead. Filusubin. What vaita? Tell me what. It's so glad. I cannot never say such a glad vote like this time for Reb Nochem. No? It's mamish glad. So we remind me the dvorim like this. So kum deis azay. Rashi learns again. So we have basically 10 steps in Rashi. The mechayev of the mazik, I took a shoyer, shtel a shoyer, that's shtel money. I'm about to be masbir, Elisha, here a shtickle the teichen. If the point to give back shavius, money that you're missing, you're only missing 150. You haven't availed it. There's no sugi here. The whole reason a sugi here exists, because now, if the vault is, he's worth X amount of money. When I mazik him, he's worth less. I have to repay it. He had a shoyer, now he has an availer. He's for sure only, he lost only 150. There's no tzad that I have to pay more. The whole sugya starts, I took away a shol from him. My mazik is the shol, not the shavius. You're right, now he became worth a bit less, but I was mazik a shoyer. Not a shavius. I have to replace what I was mazik. How I replace it with money. Is nischadish in the sugya that chutz from that I could replace it with money, I could take shavik kesef, that you could make money out of it, and b'meila I will replace it. And b'meila I will replace it. To be mamchish to you, because you're not trapping it so much, I didn't want to go into it. Some of the velt, in Yeshiva Nishan and Panovich, they shtelled here, a whole shir on that, on the famous Reb Chaim that we spoke once, when a person has two stamps. There's two stamps left in the whole world. Every one of them is worth $500. Now, you tear one of them, so maybe when there's only one stamp in the world, it's worth $1,000. So the shot of the person that tore the first stamp has to pay or not. The ma'aseh said, well, you lost, now you have $1,000. Lefi then, the pashtus, he has to pay. Give me back the stamp. Well, you have money? It's not that the nevela. You have money somewhere else. It's not that the nevela is worth money. You either, because of me, you have money. The hezek is not that I make you to be worthless. I'm saying, I've added starting to argue. I'm explaining. This is what we're speaking today. The chefze of mazik is, you're worthless. So the ma'aseh, I'm worth $1,000. What's the nevela? How you look at it? The bottom is not, the mazik is, I took a stamp, pay a stamp. Pay back what you took. This is your chiyuv, to be mindful of what you took. So I'm telling you, take money, or take the nevela that is here, the show, what is left over, and you could make money out of it. Shotach ha-shor, das nish metaltalim, das is the mazik. Memele firashi fakert, we know that he has money, this person. So memele fakert, no mikum tzorik, salam again tzorik tzor Rabbeinu Tam's kashe. Salam again tzorik tzor Rabbeinu Tam's kashe. So again, what the Gemara asking a kashe? Tepul him, it said, Yoshiv l'rabbe shove kesef afilu kesef. But if he has money, you can't give a nevele. So I need a pasuk to tell me, ba'ili metablim a nevele, that even if he has money, we don't say that he has to give money and he can ba'ili metablim a nevele. So the world, Rabbi Dut Lefi, the lomdes that we're learning the whole time. This is shlav test, b'das Rashi. It's not even a kashe b'chlal, Rabbi Nutam's kashe. So Apele asked Rabbi Nutam, and the Meiri, and Tamil Rabbi Nutam, and the Goen, and the Shach asked the kashe. Kushim mi'kore lese. Why kushim mi'kore lese? We said again, I was mazik a shor that is worth 200. I have to bring back a shor chai. What is a shor chai? A walking shor. Or, to give back, money. So be'etzem, I have to give him 200. He has an avela. He doesn't want to be tereach. It's nischadish in the posuk. It's his problem to make money out of it. So the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk. Shteit im Yoshiv, that I could give him nevelis. And he will make money out of it. So shteit the nevelis is also called money. What are you asking me? Yeah. But, when he has money, you can't give him nevelis. So what? When he has money, I can't give him nevelis. Or when I don't have money, I could give him nevelis? So shteit klod, that lemaise giret, lemaise giret, b'dievet. Nevelis are called money or nevelis are not called money? Nevelis are called money or nevelis are not called money? When I don't have money. Are the nevelis are called money or not? If nevelis are called money, so lemaise giret. Now that when my show was mazikim and his nevelis worth 50. He has 50 or he doesn't have 50? Lemaise giret, he has 50 or not? He has it, it's his, I never gave it to him. Does it the whole yesoid? This is the whole yesoid, I'm not paying him with the nevela. We said, if Azei Vaid that the nevela is called 50, Mazmu Shlav Gimel Dalet, it's not a payment. I'm not paying him with an nevela. I'm not taking the nevela and paying him with an nevela. It's the day. The nevela is the day. So while the nevela is the day, so nochamol. If you would learn stam, it's a payment. So then the kash is a starke kasha. I only could use it for a payment when I don't have money. The teretz is again. We said the lomda starts be'etzem. He has a 50. I have to shtel a shor chai. Salkedai toch money is a shor chai. Tereach is not called a shor chai. Tereach is not called a shor chai. Komash malon b'ayli metafli menevele. It's called that he has already 50. So we said it's not a payment. He has it already. I'm not mishalim it. He has it already. We said this is the reason in tam I pay another 75 and in mud I pay 150. He has it already. I'm mashlim on that. But this is what he has. With that is nishlam. It's not a din tashlumim. This is what marich to be masbir. If this is the hezbo, zog the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk that he has to be tereach in the nevela and make money out of it. I don't need a pasuk that he has to be tereach in the nevela and make money out of it. I know if I could pay with nevelas, avada that he has a chiyuv to make tirche, so maybe it's called that he has money. You right when I have money, I have to give him the money because I did a hezek. They tell me, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to sell the money and you can't force him to sell. You can't, you're right. Oh, but here it's his! Nevela today! The nevela is his, not my nevela. And the ma'aseh nevela is worth money. So he has money. If he has money, I only have to give him 150. It's glat. It's not a payment. If it's a payment, you're right. I'm not paying him. We said this stays by him. And this brings us to the next shlav. Now that the dvarim are so pshutim, It's not a pellet, the rest is pellet. You can't even say that. Come to me, lo aroim, and frag two kashas. And Reb Shimon was married, the divrei Yecheskel, and lo aroim here in the back. He has two kashas. Los frag the Gemara tepuk le mitzad Yoshiv. What the Gemara wants? Don't write Baili metapli menevele. Don't write Baili metapli menevele. But you know why he could give him the nevele? Mitzad Yoshiv. Frag the lo aroim, a big nafkemine. The mazik has 20 balechoivas. On Baili metapli menevele, the other balechoivas will grab the nevele. Don't chap it. Shebaili mitav benevele belongs to the nizek. You need a posh the pasuk, a posh the nafkemine. Is that good to kasha? You mask into the kasha, my kshir, or not? He takes care of the shittas, who goes first. Doesn't need the terrors, though. Second kasha, frekter. What if the mazik decided to sell it to someone else? The mazik doesn't want. He has a friend that wants the nevela. He will get the money. It's different cheshbonos. So the Melah Roim zok tateretz. It says mistomet the Torah never gave the mazik rights really to take the nevela if the nizik doesn't want. Only if the nizik wants money, he's mechuyev to shtel money. But avada the nizik has the rights to choose in the beginning what he wants. Ken zayin. The kushim ikore lesek klal veklal veklal. Again, what the Gemara meant in Yoshiv? Not that I could pay an avela. If you could pay an avela, Sataki, you have a good kasha. You have the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. If you have money, you can't pay an avela. The Gemara never meant that I will pay an avela. What the Gemara meant in Yoshiv? Val Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesev Afilu Subin. So an avela is called money, so he has money. If he has money, it's his, it's not mine. The Gemara means I don't need Baili Metapli Ben Avela. Because again, the assigned of Baili Metapli Ben Avela said one thing. He has to make money from it. B'meile, not it's a payment. B'meile, it's his. Right? This was the glad guy. Frag the Gemara Tepuklim inside Yoshiv. Not that he could make a payment. If he could make a payment, Rabbi Nutam came with a festa kasha, but when he has money, you can't make payments. We said the Gemara means to ask, Val is a din Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesev Afilu Subin. Vos state in the aloch of Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesev Afilu Subin. Vos state in the aloch of Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesev Afilu Subin. That I could pay back with nevelas. So it's his problem to be taken care to have to sell the nevela. So nevela, it's called money. Nevela is called money. If nevela is called money, so he has money. So nevela, what's I only owe him 150? That's the Gemara's kasha. So it's not, even if we will not have the post to buy limitablim nevela, even if I don't have the post to buy limitablim nevela, and I will not know that. It will not be a payment. What would be the getter? The getter will be that I take, he has already 100, he has 50. And then I only have to be mashing the rest. This will be the source of the Shmaisa. This will be the source of the Shmaisa. But maybe let's push it. So maybe let the Balechavis can't have it. It belongs to me. And it's Meduktik in Loshana Gemore. Not Gemore. All of, Elo time in the course of Rachmona Vamesi Eloi, Ola Voche Avim in Avele de Maziku, Hashto Yisle de Dei Kame Trefis Yoivlei, Dom Amar Yoshim Larabe Shove Kesev Lusubim. Didei, mi boye? Why didei? If we didn't know Baili Metapnim in Avele, we didn't know that it's didei. No, there's nothing more. Didei, mi boye? If you would learn, like you wanted, it's a payment. Don't call it didei. Because Amor, he was Mechutim with his Shoyl, see, he's didei. Well, because he knows that Nevele, so he feels more Lamaisadik. It's a normal avela. But the Gemara, so the day we buy the Gemara, the day for sure it's called that he has money. I like atchila when I pay. This does the source of the Shmaisa. Do be'etzem starts the next line of the Gemara, and I just want to pesach the Pesach. So the Gemara asks a kasha. So lemaise, like we mazal before Shabbos, lemaise lemaskone that it's considered that he has a 50. It's poshut. Yoshim le Rabbi Shabbekesa Filusubin, he has a 50. I only have to give him 150. Because 50 already has. The Hezek is a Shochai. I have to be Maimi the Shochai. But he has a 50. This is the source of the Shmaisa. So why I need a Pasuk? So the Gemara lepchas nevele. I don't understand a word in the Teretz of the Gemara. What is the Teretz of the Gemara? Lepchas nevele. What is the Teretz of the Gemara? Lepchas nevele. That what? If it went down from the Hezek to Shasa Amada Bedin, I would think that the lost is the Mazik, the Hainu. The Nevela was worth 50 B'Shas to Hezek, and now it's worth 25. I would think that he has to pay 175, Kamash Malon that he pays 150. I want to ask you, why I would think that I have to pay 175? He has 50, and I have to be mashlim? What will say? No. That the time that I'm going to be mashlim and maimi the shor chai, I would think that it's shasa amod bedin. That is the day that I'm shtelling a new shoyl. So I have to look how much he has. I have to look how much he has. Oh, he has 50. I'm adding 150. You're right, b'shas nehezik was 50. But when Beis Din come to make the cheshbon, ki'ilo I have to give him an offer to go to buy a shor chai. If yesterday he had 50, now he's left with 25, so it's not an offer. So, as I heard a lot of people in the Gemara, sal kedaito zokrashi b'shas ha'amod b'din. You're right that it's his. Be'etzim it's his. Oh, but I have to add to shor chai. So b'shas, even b'shas ha'amod b'din, I'm not giving the money. When Beis Din tell me how much to give, we measure how much he has and how much I will give. Not lefi d'shas ha'misa. So I want to ask you a shaila, a big shaila. What would be if it's not pchas nevela? No, that's a kind of shaila. I was mazik a shor worth 200, the nevela is worth 50. The nevela is worth 50. Before Amod El Adin, a dog came and ate the whole nevela. How much I pay? What? How much he pays? 150 or 200? What? 150? How you buy a shor chai? Whose dog the streets? What? I want to ask you why I'm asking the shaila. I don't understand bichlal mecha teisa b'shal. Lemaisi has 50, I have to give 150. No, but the price that went down before Amod El Adin, so I made up a pshat. The pshat is b'shal Amod El Adin. We have to check if he has enough to buy the shor chai. If the dog ate it, he doesn't have enough to buy. Avadu the din is nishtazei. So the shaila, what is the pshat? Here is the Rashi and Tesis. Dainu Fakel. After the whole Avon of the Sugya now, we need to know Pshat. What is the Pshat in Pchas Nevele? Fakel, Pchas Nevele is the Shver Sugya. Oh, but, Blitz Hashem, well, I want to finish this whole Sugya. So, tomorrow is Yom Kippur Kotten, so we'll start at 11:30. Oh, but we have to start in time.